From the studios of KXCI Community Radio in Tucson, Arizona, I'm King David McKenzie with the Unvarnished Truth. Here's some of how the world is treating itself today, the 12th of May, 2009. There will be a picket line at the Food City Supermarket in North Flowing Wells at Roger Road here in Tucson tomorrow, Wednesday the 13th, between 3 and 6 p.m. The United Food and Commercial Workers have been attempting to unionize employees at the Food City stores in Tucson, but Bashes, the corporation that owns the Food City chain, has been firing employees who speak at UFCW rallies. The World Health Organization is investigating an Australian researcher's claim that the swine flu virus circling the globe may have been created as a result of human error. Adrian Gibbs, who collaborated on research that led to the development of Roche Holding AG's Tamiflu drug, said in an interview today that he intends to publish a report suggesting the new strain may have accidentally evolved in eggs scientists use to grow viruses and drug makers use to make vaccines. Gibbs says his analysis supports research by scientists including Richard Webby, a virologist at St. Jude Children's Research Hospital in Memphis. His research found the rate of genetic mutation in the new virus outpaced that of the most closely related viruses found in pigs, suggesting that it evolved outside of swine. 200 different organizations have signed on to a joint statement calling for U.S. Attorney General Eric Holder to appoint a special prosecutor to pursue war crime charges against George W. Bush and Dick Cheney, among other squatters on public land between 2001 and this January. Details can be found at specialprosecutor.us and afterdowningstreet.org. Miss Universe owner Donald Trump has ruled that activist homophobe Carrie Prejean can continue using the title of Miss California USA as a platform to spew her hatred. This despite the fact that Miss California USA pageant organizers publicly declared yesterday Prejean had entered the pageant under false pretenses. I wonder if Aaron Kay can get three pies ready. Two banana creams for Prejean and Trump, and a lemon meringue for Trump's hair. The FDA has announced the recall of the popular OTC weight loss drug Hydroxycut. That substance, which was advertised as being made from natural ingredients, has been blamed for at least one death from liver damage and another liver transplant, among two dozen health problems related to the Canadian manufactured product. QueerTea.com reports that four eighth-grade bullies at Walker Middle School in Tampa have been charged as adults in the hockey stick and broom sexual assault of a seventh-grade student on that school's property. The four bullies and their victim are all members of Walker's flag football team, and the assault took place in the school's athletic locker room. The Tampa School District is now investigating why the team's head and assistant coaches were not properly supervising the locker room at that point. Dr. Phil Aston, who prescribed painkillers and steroids for professional wrestler Chris Benoit before that wrestler's murder of his wife and 7-year-old son and subsequent suicide in June 2007, has been sentenced to prison for 10 years by a U.S. district judge in Georgia. In a 175-count federal indictment, prosecutors said that Aston had illegally prescribed steroids and painkillers such as Percocet, Vicodin, OxyContin, and Adderall to various pro wrestlers and other known addicts. He would often write four simultaneous prescriptions to the same individual for Percocet. The sentence was lighter than the recommended 11 to 13 years in prison. Over 50 of the counts against Aston had each carried maximum sentences of 20 years in prison and a $1 million fine. Animal welfare activists in Australia are taking legal action against a planned killing of 7,000 kangaroos on the abandoned Majira military base near Canberra. Nikki Sutterby of the Australian Society for Kangaroos says the Aussie military has not established a legitimate basis for the slaughter, which has already claimed 2,900 kangaroos in the last 4 days. Animal liberation threatens direct action if the cull is not stopped by the courts. Obituaries today include Eugene Smith, the 5-foot-tall giant of gospel music whose influence on contemporaries and inheritors was unparalleled, at his lifelong home on Chicago's South Side at 88. And Henry T. King has died, one of the last surviving prosecutors of Nazi war criminals at Nuremberg. Cancer at his home in Cleveland at 89. As well, Travis Edmondson is gone. As half of the folk singing duo Bud and Travis, he and partner Bud Daschle were primary influences on the Greenwich Village folk music revival of the 50s and 60s, contributing early songs to the repertoires of Peter, Paul, and Mary, and even early rockers like Ritchie Valens, who was inspired in part to cut La Bamba after Bud and Travis sold a million records with their folk version. Travis Edmondson had Parkinson's and several other ailments at the time of his death in Mesa, Arizona, at the age of 76. And Venetia Fair, the only woman to have named a planet, has passed on. As 11-year-old Venetia Burney, daughter of an Oxford University professor of scriptural interpretation, she was the one who first came up with the idea of renaming the trans-Neptunian body that had just been photographed for the first time after the Roman god of the underworld, Pluto, which was in turn the inspiration for Walt Disney naming Mickey Mouse's cartoon dog Pluto, not the other way around, as a persistent urban myth maintained. Venetia Burney's idea even led to the name being adapted for element 94 in the periodic table, plutonium, when it was first identified in 1941. Pluto has since been demoted from full planet status to dwarf planet by the International Astronomical Union, but in 1987, the asteroid 6235 Burney was named in Venetia's honor. Venetia Burney Fair was 90 years old when she died on April 30th in Banstead, Surrey, England. If you have any material you'd like for me to include in the next few days, just email me at baronofarizona@gmail.com. That's baronofarizona@gmail.com. And please indicate where you're listening to this program from. Oh, and one more thing today. When Dublin University student Shane Fitzgerald posted a poetic but phony quote on Wikipedia, he said he was testing how our globalized, increasingly internet-dependent media was upholding accuracy and accountability in an age of instant news. His report card? Wikipedia passed, journalism flunked. The sociology major's made-up quote, which he added to the Wikipedia page of Maurice Jarre, hours after the French composer's death on the 28th of March, flew straight onto dozens of U.S. blogs and newspaper websites in Britain, Australia, and India. The bogus quote read, "One could say my life itself has been one long soundtrack." They used the fabricated material, Fitzgerald said, even though administrators at the Free Online Encyclopedia quickly caught the quote's lack of attribution and removed it, but not quickly enough to keep some journalists from cutting and pasting it first. A full month went by and nobody noticed the editorial fraud, so Fitzgerald told several media outlets in an email and the corrections began. Fitzgerald, 22, said on Monday, "I was really shocked at the results from the experiment." He said that in an interview a week after one newspaper at fault, The Guardian of Britain, became the first to admit its obituarist lifted material straight from Wikipedia. Oops. Of course, if you don't like this news, you always have the option of making some news yourself. In Tucson, I'm King David McKenzie. Until tomorrow, have yourselves some peace and oranges.